Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We are back. Show number 13, EAFLMadden.com. Special night, as everyone knows. NCAA 09 dropped last Tuesday. And from what I've seen, it's been getting some very, very strong reviews from the video gaming community, particularly from the Madden community, which views NCAA as kind of an early version of Madden. It really gives you an inside tip or a sneak preview of what we will expect with Madden. And so far, so good. The reviews are fairly strong. In our league in particular, it is very strong. We have a lot of Madden vets that have decided to play this season. I don't know how many seasons that they will play, but they will definitely at least play the first season. So NCAA has become standing room only for our league right now as we enter season six, the first season of 09. And tonight we are going to do the random draft live on the radio show. First time we've done a random draft live on the radio show, so it should be exciting. I have a special guest that's going to assist with the draft. I'll introduce him in a couple of minutes while the draft room fills up. We actually have two draft rooms tonight. We have our normal AIM chat set up, and there's some people in there, and we also have the Blog Talk Radio chat. For those of you who are not actually in the league but still want to chat, I would suggest going to the Blog Talk Radio chat. And if you're in the league, then you will receive an invite to the NCAA chat. And Coach K is actually the one. He's the commissioner of EAFL NCAA, and he will be inviting you. So contact him. Don't contact me because I'm doing this right now. So you want to contact Coach K. Let's see. Call-in number. We are accepting phone calls tonight. If you want to call in and say your piece, comment on the game itself, comment on the EAFL, or ask any questions. The number is 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. You can also email me at EAFLcommish. I'm sorry, that's instant message me, EAFLcommish. On AOL Instant Messenger. I have that up and running, and we'll take questions and comments there. And you can also send in an email to EAFLradio@EAFLMadden.com, although most people during the show don't email. But, hey, who knows, maybe that's something you'll want to do. Before we get into the draft, I wanted to take a minute, comment on a couple things. First thing is I did get contacted by Shotmaster. And as everyone knows, Shotmaster was supposed to join us last week, and we didn't hear from him at all during the show. Turns out he had a sick daughter and attended to that, and kind of lost track of time. And apparently, by the time he realized what time it was way too late. And he did apologize and has offered to come back at a future show. So if we can get schedules to line up, we're going to try. I'm not promising, but we're going to try to see if we can get Shotmaster to come back and talk about the Madden game at this point, just to give some insights on what we can expect with the Madden game. So stay tuned. We'll keep you posted. Can't promise that it will happen, but we'll make every effort to make it happen. The other thing I wanted to talk about real quick before we got right into the draft is I had been made aware during the week of an issue with another league, this other league that I thought, you know, all of the issues had been taken care of, and I'd kind of moved on and really wasn't thinking about them anymore. And I had been made aware that apparently this other league is still thinking about the EAFL. And I'm not really sure why. We had our issues, and the commissioner of that league and I actually talked on the telephone and realized that 90% of it was just a misunderstanding, and decided that we would part as friends. He wished me well. I wished him well. And, you know, that was that. Well, turns out that I guess there's still some bad feelings there. And I guess the commissioner of that league took some exception to some of my comments last week about when I made a comment about everybody claims to be the best or to be the greatest or to have the greatest this or the greatest players. And quite frankly, I wasn't even thinking about that league. It was the farthest thing from my mind. There was another Madden site that I had saw that really, really was a crappy site. And it was an information-only site, and it was really, really crappy. And it said, check here for the latest information on Madden, where the hottest gaming site around. And it was really, really a substandard site. And I said, I can't believe this. I mean, a Madden site pops up every other week, and there's so many good established sites out there. Sports Gamer is the one that we're affiliated with, but there's others. And I saw that, and I said, I got to comment. I'm getting a little sick and tired of everybody claiming to be the best. Somehow or another, this commissioner took exception to my comments and thought I was talking about his league. Well, I wasn't. So I'm not really sure why you thought that, but I'm telling you straight up, I wasn't. I was told to check out his show and that he would have some things to say. And I guess just a couple of comments back to from what I heard from the show, there's a member of his league that was removed from my league for failure to respond to an activity email. As anyone who participates in leagues know, activity is what makes or break a league. If you go into the league and play your games, you help the league be successful. If you go in and don't, you help the league fail. This particular person did not respond to a post or an email about his activity and was thus removed, as several other players were. And for some reason thought he was removed because he was a part of that league, or he was too good, or some illusion in his mind. I cannot be any more clear than that. You were removed because you did not respond. And every time we've had this conversation and he's asked, did you get the email and did you respond? The answer is, well, no. Okay, 2 + 2 = 4. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. You were removed from the league, period, end of discussion. You're not that good where we would fear you. Quite frankly, we want the best. If you're that good and can show that you're the best, you will have a spot in any league you want to be in, unless the league is crooked, which I don't think that league is, and I know our league isn't. So I thought I'd clarify that once and for all. Couple other comments. A mention was made about the league versus league battle and how no league has accepted their challenge. And I want the commissioner to think about that for a minute. I want him to think about his own words, which I quote, no league. Now, exactly, he said, we have not gotten any league to respond to our challenge. Now, I want you to think about why you have not gotten anybody to respond to your challenge. And instead of insinuating that a league like ours doesn't want to play you or is afraid or what have you, just think about why no league. No league has said we'll play you league versus league. We've played over half a dozen leagues in tournaments and battles, and you haven't. And I'm not insinuating anything negative. I just want you to think about why that is. At this point, I have nothing left to say about that league or to that league. I don't care what they say. I'm not going to tune into their show anymore. I wish them well. I wish them the best. I have no bad feelings. I wish they would focus in on making their league the strongest that it can be and not worry about what we do or any other league do. Just worry about your league and grow it or don't grow it or recruit ballers or don't recruit. Whatever you want to do, you go ahead and do. But leave us alone. We have nothing left to say to you. We are moving on. We have 5 leagues going, and we're probably going to grow to 7 or 8 with the interest in the game, and that's where our attention is going to be. So from this point forward, I have nothing left to say to that league or about that league. I wish them well. Good luck, and let's move on. All right. I want to introduce my special guest. I love the message board buzz out there as to who this guest would be, and I want people to know that it is someone that I've known for a while, and that this person is very knowledgeable about the game of college football, also happens to play, has played Madden, has played the NCAA game in the past, so he does have some video game knowledge as well. I just got a instant message from Coach K to tell everyone that he is not going to be doing side conversations during the draft. So anyone tuning in, don't side conversation Coach K. He's very busy with organizing things behind the scenes for the draft. So for the next couple of hours, leave him be, and he'll catch up with you another time. All right, so that's my public service announcement for Coach K. S-Jack, no, there will not be that special announcement tonight. I was hoping we have taken one step closer to that special announcement, but unfortunately, I can't get that tonight. Hopefully, by the next show, I'll be able to make that. Anyway, there was a lot of rumors on who the special guest was going to be, and it is not Govalls. To the community who knows who Govalls is. Instead, it is someone very close to my heart. It is my younger brother, Jason, or Jay, and we will just for this point, for tonight, because I'm T, we will call him Jay. So, Jay, I want to welcome you to the radio show.
Pleasure. Appreciate you having me, bro. Glad to be here.
No. Well, we're definitely glad to have you. Now, people don't know you. I do, of course, and I know your love for college football. You know, I don't watch as much or participate in college football events like you do, but you know, I've known for many, many years your love for college football. Why don't you just take a minute and tell everybody a little bit about, you know, about your love for college football and who your team is and why?
Well, the love for football in general goes back, I mean, to when we were little kids. You know how I was growing up, watching Saturday night, Saturday afternoon football, and then NFL on Sunday and whatnot. So it all goes back quite a ways. You just can't get enough to pick in. In terms of who the favorite teams I have, is Nebraska goes back to the days of Mike Rozier, running back with the 83 champion Nebraska Cornhuskers. It also goes with the bloodline that we have with our Auburn Tigers. As you know, we have a cousin that used to go to Auburn back in the early 90s. We also have a cousin currently that's playing for Auburn. I think he's a defensive tackle there, too. So I just found this out a couple months ago. So I'll get a name and get some info for you. Those are my two top teams that I like to watch and just like football in general. Just like to sit down, crack a brew, have a good game on TV, good brew in hand. I'm just chilling.
All right. All right. Sounds good. All right. Before we start the draft, I have a caller from the 570 area code. So let me just check out and see who this is. 570, what can I do for you?
I'm Uncle Ant.
I'm sorry?
My gamer tag is Uncle Ant. I'm just calling and listening to everything.
Oh, you're just going to sit on there and listen?
Yeah, okay. I'm just listening.
All right. Okay, no problem. I'll go back.
I've been in the lead like three seasons now, so I figure I'll call in and see what's going on.
All right, sounds great. Well, I'll go back and mute you. Enjoy the show.
All right.
All right. And I also know I want to say hello to Primetime King. I know he's out there listening as well on the line, actually, and he may join us with a comment or two at some point. And Coach K is the commissioner, and Coach K is actually a co-owner of EAFL-NCAA, and I think it's important that I point that out because EAFL-NCAA was Coach K's idea. I wasn't one to really want to get that going. I didn't think there was enough interest. It turns out we were both right. There wasn't a real lot of interest in the beginning, but he persevered and kept it going. And, you know, he made it go for five seasons during the 08 version, and now we're in the 09 version, and the interest has really shot through the roof. So hats off to Coach K and his work, and he'll be calling in at some point as well just to give some comments. So let me explain everybody how we're going to do this tonight. I am in Bristol, Connecticut, and Jay is in I wonder why that happened. 90 seconds. Oh, sorry, guys. I just got an alert that the show is going to go off in 90 seconds. For some reason, it only set me up for a 15-minute broadcast and not a two-hour broadcast, which means if you have not called in, you will not be able to hear the show. That must have been a mistake that I made. And so I'm going to see what I can do to try to fix that. I apologize. We were just about to get going, and technical error on my part. Okay. Everybody who is listening and everybody who has called in, I'm going to see what I can do to see if I can set up an 8:30 show. So I apologize to everybody. If everybody can hang tight, because this broadcast is about to go off in 30 seconds. I didn't set it up for 2 hours. That's my mistake. I apologize. I'm going to try to go on now and see if I can set up an 8:30 show. Bear with me. I don't think it's going to be an issue, but just bear with me because we are going to lose this show in 10 seconds. So again, I apologize for the screw up on my part. Hang in there. Hopefully we'll start back up in about 15 minutes. All right, Jay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I'm gonna disconnect you, and then I'm gonna call you in a minute. I gotta see what I can do about this.
All right.
So I'll call you back in a minute. All right.
Okay.
Bye.